Hello? Hey,
Hi, Michael.
how are you doing?
Unfortunately, in turbo traffic, so I'm trying to call from the car. So hopefully it will work out well. Yeah.
Let's see. So far, just you and me, it seems. So,
Okay. Yeah.
all is good.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, up to people, some music lessons, and back again, that sort of thing. Let me see if I can get some people on IRC.
Hello, Florian speaking.
Hey, Florian, how you doing?
Hello, oh, fine. Getting
Oh, I
out of
can.
the post-conference mess. Hi, okay.
Oh. Good. I wonder else who else I should poke on IRC. I think
I think Ike showed up and Torsten just poked me. He needs 5 more minutes. Osvaldo and Bjorn sent regrets at least, and I think Simon did so too.
It's fun and regret.
I think so. Let me see. I thought he wrote something like that. Maybe I'm mistaken. Let me check.
Oh, that's right. You're almost certainly right. I just didn't notice.
At least I don't find it. I thought he sent, but I might be wrong.
Hello,
Joy?
can I ask Maria?
Is that Marina? Oh, wonderful. Welcome.
I'll try to join the video call.
You trying to join a hangout or
I'll try.
change your link? This might for you. Aha, here we are. I see you now. Aha, is it possible you've put your line on hold or something on the other? Because we're getting a beep.
There's some noise indeed.
Ah, perfect. Well, we are now four.
So no Torsten wants to join. Not sure about Simon. Maybe I got it wrong. I didn't find the mail. I thought he wrote that, but I might be mistaken.
Let me send him a link. Why not? Always fun. Oh dear. I care, while you're here, we're not talking about anything, bawdy. It seems like the, do you remember Matthias Hutch created this custom allocator years and years ago, primarily to fix calc bug? I care?
Where? Who?
Can you hear me?
Who
I mean,
did?
you remember Matthias Hutch?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so there was a calc bug with like creating millions of tiny cells and then deleting them or something was causing some performance problem. And so he wrote his own allocator that didn't suffer from this performance problem.
Well, that's the fixed memory pool. Is that one?
Right. Yeah, the RTL memory, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is that calc has changed very significantly since then, to the point that it almost certainly doesn't suffer from this stupid bug. It's gone through another 5 versions. And meanwhile, we see some pretty horrible performance problems from his allocator, so I'm just giving you a heads up that we may well want to just rip it out
Okay.
and use the operating system instead. which presumably doesn't take three locks on every allocation. So.
I think that one was also used somewhere else. You would have to grab calcode for it.
Yeah.
I think
it's the underlying...
Just four places or something.
Yeah, I mean, the underlying RTL memory thing, I think, came from there, you know? So I just quite like to get rid of the whole thing. Mm. Just really no
need. Any news about the other directors?
Not
like Thorsten, Bjorn?
Vacation has advised it, Simon. He's not coming in.
So Thorsten will be a bit late. Bjorn won't join, he told me.
So, which right regrets in the thing? I picked Norbert, but no sign yet. Simon, Bjorn. Why don't you give us some feedback anyway, Marina, and at least we can get on with this and make progress through the agenda. What do you think?
Yes, give me only a second. Okay, we are four, so we can start. We are great. Well, about the first item, during the conference, I meet some member, and as a general feedback, I can say that probably we should organize our community meetings as something like more official, probably with an agenda or with at least a draft of the agenda. And apart from this, other feedbacks were about the workshops that probably are an issue in the afternoon, and maybe we should try to plan something different for the next year. For example, organizing the workshop in the morning, and where possible, trying to avoid overlapping. And the other one...
Overlapping with talks, Marina, or...?
With talks and with a workshop.
Okay.
I know that with workshop is something hard to plan, but at least we should try with the talks. I suppose that this could be a reachable goal, let's say.
Okay.
Yeah, I second that. Having workshops in parallel to talks is difficult.
Yep, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. Everyone is visiting the talks and nobody is going to the workshops.
And someone else asking me to improve the participant list or try to make public the list of attendees for having the opportunity to meet someone that probably you have the chance to go only once a year. It's something that is new for us, but we should try. Could make sense.
Yay.
And last but not least, someone also asked again about the reimbursement process, and maybe we should clarify that in particular cases we could try to pay directly the ticket or something similar. In particular for members that traveling and come from far locations, for example.
That directly means pay in cash at the conference?
No.
Directly,
paying directly, acquiring the ticket and so on. We have done something similar for in the past, and probably we should improve
to
design.
To receive the receipts, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So that we did that, but it was a major hassle. Because it's actually, so if there's someone who has a agency who's doing that, it's probably worth looking into, because it's like this, just pulling out the slides, then talking to the people, getting the slides agreed on, getting the hotel agreed on. That's like, I don't know, 3 hours per person.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, Sophie is looking into that, but to no avail so far. So if you know an agency and can establish contact, please let us know. With regards to paying in advance, we had that in the past, and it indeed was a major pain. I don't recall from the top of my head. I think we offered that in the invitation mail, but I need to check. At least nobody asked. But having that via an agency is easier. Otherwise, really tedious to have travel agency and catch trying to get receipts. That's a nightmare that I'd like to avoid. But it seems so far, Sophie didn't get any concrete quotes. I have to check with her tomorrow. So if you know some agency that is trustworthy and does a good job, let me know. Happy to be in touch with them. I think that's the only sensible way to handle that, actually.
But I suppose that this should be a German travel agency.
Not necessarily, I'd say. At least I don't see any requirement to have that in Germany. Rather, it seems either we're too small to get quotes, at least nobody really came up with prices. Yeah, we can do that, and we're happy to offer that, but in terms of numbers, I think Sophie, she approached two or three agencies, no numbers at all. I don't mind where they are, actually. So if there's a good one, I'll let you know.
Okay, so this could be a shared action item for all the directors, I imagine. Or something that we could also share with the TDS core list, for example. Any other idea?
Just quickly reading the minutes there. Let me take the opportunity, by the way, again, to say big thank you to Rio Marina and all the other organizers for a really, really, really wonderful conference.
Yeah.
We should put that into the public minutes.
Yeah, please. I second that.
Thanks.
And that doesn't have to be minutes, but of course, obviously, this childcare thing was a major plus that really, really, really helped me.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. It was fantastic to see it happening. I was just the peace that this sort of brings. You know, I don't know. I would be a big fan of that.
And I had, I really had two people like approaching me. Oh, great! Next time, I bring my own kids.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah. And the lady was really, really good, wasn't she?
She's an absolute pro. Like, really, really, really good. I said it was like, there's very, very few people I've ever met that are able to connect to a kid in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I am.
And at the end of the first day, he was like, well, then at the end of the second day, he fell in love. It was really quite amazing.
Cool.
Medical.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Okay, and I don't know if someone else had other feedback from the community for the conference.
So feedback I regularly received was that the venue was amazing. Guess you know that, but people are really happy about that.
Except the acoustics. That's
it. About the conference, yeah. About the venue.
And so was the weather, actually, but I'm not sure if you're accountable for that.
The acoustics weren't as ideal, though, I think. They were beautiful, okay. But it was problematic to hear the time being. But, whatever. You can't win everything.
No, I agree. But probably for the next year, we'll be more...
We'll be in a box, and we'll have an ugly venue with great dead acoustics, you know, no echo.
No, I see the venue, and could be cool also for the next year. There is a big garden in the middle, so we could use the space for the childcare area, for example, and all the rooms are near. There are some rooms that are smaller, but could fit. In general, there are two big rooms, and I suppose that we could use all the other for workshops and for general talks. Probably we need to help the Albanians for the internet connection, because there are two largest rooms, but one is a bit far from the main venue, and this one has no internet. But I suppose that we could try to use directly all the others.
We have some ideas already on that.
Something that we could fix.
Yeah, but this is some of the same issue as in Rome. So that would be great if you know that beforehand. I think we might even have some TDF hardware there, and if not, it's probably very easy to get something.
In theory, was a surprise also for us in Rome. We had a last time issue, and the one room was without connection, but was a surprise. Sorry for this.
I was able to fill more slides with text, so nothing disastrous happened.
Anything else on the...
But what I really would love to see is that, I mean, this is really trivial things. This is kind of nothing really that matters, but it's like those tiny, small little things that ideally we could all put that into some checklist and just poke the next organizers so they can cross it off. And if there's an issue, we can deal with it beforehand, and it's not a huge stress.
Yeah, this checklist already exists, and I had some like additions to that already. So, for example, the double-sided badges, like it always makes me when people are named LibreOffice instead of their legal name. And the other was some A4 program of the day, because not everybody.
Can you put that in your wiki? Can you paste me that? I'd love to add this Shigeti schedule.
Yeah, so Miklos was doing that in the last years, but since in the recent times, the schedule is being done like manually, if I'm not mistaken, it's not really convenient to import it again, so the tool doesn't exist anymore, I'm afraid, for the GPT. Like, it would be awesome, of course. But like, I don't know how hard it is to make it from some CSV or whatever.
The wish list, I mean.
Yeah. But Sophie has this checklist for the organizers. So I think easiest is to poke Sophie directly with the stuff to add there. Or maybe Florian knows if that's somewhere like more publicly.
Another one issue was with the website that seems to be something unusable in terms of user experience and isn't responsive and is a problem with a mobile, for example.
Yeah, and also that the schedule, sometimes the time was unclear for the export. Mm-hmm. So we had to guess whether lunch is until 2 or 2:30 and the subsequent session starts then. But I think it worked out quite well in the end.
For the next year, we could try to use an app, for example. We could try to reuse the FOSDEM one, adapting it to our conference. And the Albanians have done the same for their conference in May this year. So I suppose that we could adapt directly the app for the conference too.
Let's say community workshops, we sort of covered, did we, Marina, in the topics there? Marina? You seem to have frozen. No. Did Marina go?
Hang out.
Hey, I guess. Yeah, I guess we wait for us to return and see how we're doing. New board meeting time.
So, what's next? Should we wait a bit or want to?
I guess we wait for Marina's return, but I don't know. I picked her on Hangouts. She seems to be offline. She's drawn out a battery or something, or I don't know. So looking at the Doodle poll, it's not entirely obvious which slot to pick. Will be too early for Norbert though, but let's see. You're not available at this time, Torsten, is that right?
Twitch time.
I'm just looking at doing a poll now, pretty much. Like you, it seems that you've not put a green in 4 to 5, which was the time slot we had here.
Yeah, it's not ideal. Well, obviously I am available, but it's not ideal.
Because of the childcare pieces and that sort of.
Yes, that's... and also there's ODFTC. We just moved that one around, so...
Crazy.
So Monday is it's not perfect.
Yeah. This is not the ideal day in any way, but I don't know. But still, it seems.
But I don't know what's is there any obvious? I mean, I thought the student would be better in suggesting something useful.
Yes, the best slots are on Monday. There's three of them. There's 6 to 7 p.m. There's 12 through 2.
There's also how is that counted? It's also 1 to 2 p.m., 2 to 3 p.m.,
yeah.
7 to 8,
which is...
Hi, Marina. Sorry, we just got distracted by the doodle poll.
Okay.
How are you doing? We're waiting for you.
Sorry. My PC decided to...
Lock up.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's like... how many? 9... So there's no 10 slot, obviously.
No.
Shame. So there's Berlin time 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and 7 to 8. That's what I see.
Yeah. So, Marina, you suggested 2 to 3 there, which seems reasonable, I suppose. Is that...
So Norbert at least didn't say no to that one, or no, he didn't, well, he actually didn't vote.
Yeah. So if it's 5 hours, if it's 6 hours,
I wouldn't mind the 7 to 8.
I prefer not. 3 actually, specifically yeah. Because Simon. Seems he can't join the late call.
Yeah. So let's do 2 to 3. If that's all right, Marina, you're okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Florian, can you send out a new appointment? Is that something that's possible?
For the 2 to 3 slot, that is?
2 to 3, yes.
Yeah, will do. Maybe this time just why Google Nextcloud has exciting behavior. Including repeated right. Sending in white for no reason now.
You're friendly.
I'd call it annoying.
So, community workshops. Marina, you had another topic there. Did we do that as part of the thing? We talked a bit
I suppose we moved something from the first item directly to the second.
Yeah.
And... Yes, I could only add that probably we should organize in time an agenda. Maybe, for example, for QA, specifying that we could run a QA session, a QA bug hunting session, or something more practical than a simple face-to-face meeting. And the same for marketing and localization in general.
You get a goal, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Get a goal, get an agenda, get some slides ready.
Ah, yeah.
Or we we could risk to have no one attending the workshop.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else from you on
just a question, like the who is a bit unclear to me, like who is who in this sentence.
A sort of brown or Evan.
As a boss, we should organize an agenda in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So the discussion, we discussed it, you know, let's make it more neutral. Those proposing workshops should organize an agenda, yep.
And of course, obviously, for something like LTNN, QA, stuff like that, we would have obvious candidates to run that, moderate that, yep. Provide the agenda.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Mina. I guess it comes into the checklist, doesn't it, for the thing? It's sort of between the two, anyway.
No, it's okay. I was reading my notes, but I suppose it's all.
Should we drop the public call then and leave the private call, or are there any other topics people want to talk about?
We can close it.
Thanks. Bye, public call.